New Hot Country, 96.7 The Bull. Good morning, Dino with you. And Jimmy Allen is coming to the Venue Event Center tonight. And I had a chance to chat with Jimmy on the phone this morning. Here's how that went. 96.7 The Bull.
Hi, this is Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
You're coming up to our little town tonight. Or did you already arrive up here?
Oh, and I'll be there later today.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So you haven't been up this far yet, huh?
Oh, no. I got family in Lansing.
Oh, okay, cool. How do you feel about snow in Michigan?
Not a fan of it.
Don't blame you.
No, I'm not a fan of snow. I'm not at all. I was looking up there at the temperature for tonight. I was like, golly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we feel every day, man.
I was like, people still live here by choice. Nobody thought, hey, maybe we should leave, you know, go try somewhere else.
I have thought that around this time of year, I think every year of my life. Like, why am I still here? You know?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Oh, man, I think God's telling me, like, this is all this snow. God's telling me it's time to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, yep. We got it later this year than we usually do, too. So actually, you know, around the middle of November, it was still relatively nice around here. And so we were thinking, oh, hey, maybe we'll have a light winter. And then all of a sudden it was like, nope.
Yeah. What do y'all call relatively nice?
Relatively nice. It was like in the 40s and 50s still. Like,
God,
two weeks ago.
Dude, that's freezing. To me, anything under 60 is so cold.
Yeah, 60s is a long time ago. We haven't had that in a while. All right, so you are coming up to play for us here in little old Cadillac, Michigan. We're super excited about that. How's things been going for you?
Things been good. We've been doing this acoustic tour. It's an idea I've had for years. You know, we've been doing some full band stuff too. But you know, the last couple of months, I just really wanted to focus on this acoustic tour because I just missed, you know, what made me fall in love with music, and that was the songs and the stories and how the lyrics connect so many different people from so many different places. And kind of wanted to do that, you know, get away from the band and the lights,
yeah,
the distractions, and kind of focus on, you know, the core of the song, which is the stories and the lyrics.
I like it. I'm excited about that. Last time I saw you, you were on the Carrie Underwood tour, and you were definitely not acoustic that night, my friend.
Oh, no. I was full on, quote unquote, with the Jimmy Allen look.
Yeah.
You know, with the probably had leather pants on, with the big hat, the big earrings and necklaces and all that stuff.
Yep. my friend that hadn't heard of you before that night, and he was like, this guy's like the new Michael Jackson. I'm like,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm like, he's cool, man. I'm telling you. So
that's the compliment, you know. And what I love is like the shows are completely different. You know, go from the guy that was on the Carrie stage, and to me, you know, when I turn into that version of me, it's one of them things where it's like, you know, so like people are paying to see a quote unquote superstar. Mm-hmm. So that's what you give them, you know. But I always wanted to be still relatable and I still want to seem approachable, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, tonight's show is real chill, laid back. You know what I mean? It'll feel like we're just, you know, at one of your best friend's house hanging out, cracking jokes, playing some music, and just hearing inspiration behind the song.
I love it. I love the idea. I'm looking forward to it for sure. I've got a friend that she is a listener of our station, and she said, how early do I need to get there to be up close? She's kind of a little short girl. And I said, I don't know. I said, but doors open at 6. I said, I think you'll be fine somewhere between 6 and 7. And she's like, what if I get there at 5? I said, if you get there at 5, you're going to be outside in the snow. And so she's super excited. We've got some people that are coming in super excited. You got a couple of great opening acts for you tonight, so I think it's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah. Tell your friend she don't need to be there at 5, okay? Tell her we're going to personally save her a spot. So we're going to make sure that happens.
All right. That sounds good.
We're going to save her a spot. And the good thing is, you know, I remember, like, when I started this tour, you know, a lot of people were like, well, what if it doesn't sell a lot of tickets? What if it does? I said, for me, it's not about, because, you know, acoustic, full tour acoustic shows always a risk, right, when it comes to just, like, ticket sales and stuff like that. And I was like, for me, I'm not worried about it. Like, I don't care if two people come. Like, this tour is for me, you know. And it's been cool. Like, you know, we've had some shows sell out. Some only sold 100 tickets. Some sold 800 tickets. You know, some sold, you know, 2,200 tickets. Some sold 70 tickets based on where we were. But the connections that we made that night, myself and the listeners, you know, it's something that you can't put a price on.
Yeah. And I like, you know, the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, but you'll get to tell some of the stories about the backgrounds of the songs and things like that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. I give the stories and inspiration behind the songs that I wrote, and also the stories and like the inspiration behind the reason why I love certain songs by other artists.
What?
And I will say that, you know, there are some, the story behind Best Shot and the story behind Make Me Want To always leave people like, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, because Best Shot was the one that really got things going for you.
Oh, yeah. Best Shot was the debut single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the inspiration behind that definitely always throws people for a loop. They're like, yeah, I didn't see that coming.
What's your favorite thing that you've done so far? Do you have a favorite, or do you kind of...
And like life or just my music career?
Music.
My music career, top two, it's a tie between getting to record and write and, you know, release a song with Darius Rucker and Charlie Pride.
Yeah.
Together. That was a moment that, you know, I think I'll definitely cherish that the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Over any award, over any number one. And honestly, probably my second favorite thing, this might sound cheesy, but I'm a huge Disney fan, is getting to do the Disney Christmas Spectacular.
Nothing wrong with Disney.
Yeah, man, I'm like, chill. It's like some of the things that I guess people would think would be some of my favorite career moments.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's getting number ones, platinum records, you know, whether it's, you know, CMAs or Grammys, or, you know, got nominated for two Emmys. That was cool and all. But for me, it's the simple things, you know, getting to, you know, be on the Muppets sing along.
Yeah.
And singing with Miss Piggy. My kids love that. You know, one thing I loved and hated was the Macy's Christmas Day Parade.
I loved
that I got to do it because I grew up watching it. But it was so damn cold, man. I said, this is stupid. This is crazy. So I didn't know it was a real parade. I thought you just get in the float, pull up in front of Macy's, do your little lip sync. Because, you know, all the artists on there, we all lip sync.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't lip sync in real life. But for that, you have to lip sync because of the temperature, the crazy delays that there would be between the RFs because it's so many people in that little area.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it was cold, man. It's a full-on parade. About halfway through it, I was like, man, this is dumb. I'm ready to go home. And see how they set you up is you do the performance thing, like, kind of towards the end.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, at that point, man, I'm Blackie the Snowman at that point. You never heard that one, have you? Blackie the Snowman.
No, I have not.
But everybody listening, this is Jimmy Allen. I am black, okay? So, you know. But yeah, dude, it was so cold, man. Like, my son was like, Dad, that was so fun. We should do it again. I said, you're insane. We are never doing the Macy's Christmas Day, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade again. That is a one-time thing.
Yeah, I say, been there, done that. I'm good.
Yeah, I said, well, watch it. I was like, doing the Macy's Day Parade twice is like getting married, divorcing your wife, and remarrying. No, it's not going to happen.
You've done a bunch of stuff. I mean, you tried out for American Idol. You did Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars was super fun, man. Dancing with the Stars was fun. I did some of their tour dates when they went on tour. I did I do a song with Elton John, J-Lo, Pitbull. Got to do. I was actually acting on an episode of The Conners.
Oh,
that
wow!
Was fun. Did that. I was a judge on this show on Apple called My Kind of Country.
I don't know if I don't know if I saw that one.
Yeah, man. It was. I put it this way, man. It was a cool idea that these people had.
Yeah.
But they did it. But they did it completely wrong, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
You know? And I even told them that during the show. I was like, listen, man. I said, how you gonna do a show called My Kind of Country in Nashville, but not really involve anything with Nashville? I said, if any, because I like the idea where they had different artists from other countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of great talent on there. This guy named Drew, this guy named Chuck Adams, like so many great people. But the setup was just wrong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're trying to do quote unquote country, and we out here filming in hipster East Nashville. What we out here for, man? I felt like they could have done a better job, and I even tried to tell them during the show because I'm like super blunt.
Yeah,
like, I don't really have a filter. Maybe it's my Northeast coming out. But it was a cool concept. Met a lot of great new artists on the show. You know, I met a lot of great people, like as far as like the production crew and the staff, and they were nice people. But yeah, that kind of shot and missed. But it was super fun.
Well, you never know until you try it, too, so now you know.
Listen, my thing was, as long as the check clears, and that check clears, okay?
All right, so how long do we get to hear you tonight?
You know, here's the thing about me. Contract says an hour,
mm-hmm.
but I typically go like an hour, hour 30, hour 40, because it's like, it's one of the things where the time really flies. Like, there was one time I was on stage on this tour, and when I ended, you know, people were like, we want more. We looked at the clock. I'd been up there 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, because it's like, it's music, and there's stories, and I tell jokes, and, you know, it's super fun.
Well, that's what we said after you opened for Carrie Underwood that night, was that it was like you were a full-on entertainer because you were saying some jokes up on stage and stuff, and it was like, you know, this guy can do it all. So we were, that's how we left it. We were like, you know, some people are singers, some people are in a band, but this guy's an entertainer. So that's a.
And that was my goal, you know, when I was a kid. Like, I never grew up and said I just wanted to be a singer. I just wanted to be a songwriter or a producer. My goal as a kid was to be an entertainer.
So, yeah.
Because I just finished my stand-up tour. So I do stand-up comedy, too, and I just finished that. I'm filming my special in January, so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. You will definitely tell, after people hear my stand-up, they will definitely tell, okay, he was raised in the 90s. You know what I mean? Just as far as, you know, because you're how old? Like 30-something, 40-something? How old are you?
Oh, no, I'm way older than that. I'm in my 50s.
But there you go. You remember the time where people were really, you know, just honest, and people just said what they wanted to say and just had a good time, and nobody was offended all the time, stuff like that. So that's kind of how my comedy is. I tell comedy like I'm in the 90s.
Yeah, I grew up in the Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford era. Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, Richard Pryor and all those great wholesome Christians.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. So it's super fun, you know. And I use comedy to one, make people laugh, but also educate at the same time.
Yeah.
You know. So it's super fun.
All right, that sounds cool. I'm gonna have to keep an eye out for that one.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Spartans or Wolverines?
Oh man, you know what? I'm a Kansas Jayhawk fan.
Huh?
Yup.
Dude, you're closer to Toronto.
I know. I always tell people geography's got nothing to do with my selections.
Oh, man, I feel that, bro.
I get a lot of flack about that up here.
Listen, it's all good.
So they're like,
it's all good.
They're like, oh, Michigan State's coming up, and they're like, who are you rooting for? And I said, I don't know.
Hey, like we told my brother when he came out the closet, hey, love who you love.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Man. All right, well, I think I've taken up about as much of your time as you can, you can give today.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I appreciate the time. It was great talking to you. You know, I mean, I could talk for hours.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to seeing your show tonight. Where can people find you on your socials? I always ask that before we let anybody
know. On the socials, people can find me at JimmyAllenIsBlack.com. Site. No, it's JimmyAllen.net. But also on Instagram is just Jimmy Allen, JimmyAllen. Same thing on, like, YouTube and Facebook and whatever else is out there. Who knows? There's so much social media out there.
All the things.
All the things.
All right.
Michigan, I will see y'all tonight. Bring a heater. Bring some hot chocolate. Bring some gloves.
I think you'll really like the venue. The venue's really cool place to do a show. So I think.
Oh yeah, I saw some pictures. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I might even sing a Christmas song tonight since we're getting close to that time.
There you go. I think everybody will be into whatever you do tonight. So we got a good fan base around here for live music. So it'll be a good show. All right, I appreciate all your time today, and we'll see you tonight. Hopefully, I get a chance to say hello to you at some point. And
absolutely. When you get there, come on backstage. I'll be hanging out. It'll be two black guys back there, me and my tour manager, Vernon. So just pick one, and if I'm not one, I'm the other one.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate you.
All right, man, thank you.
We'll see you later on today.